Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
We want to ask you about something that we know you don't like talking about because you don't want to talk about yourself, but today marks 2 years since they tried to assassinate you in Butler, Pennsylvania.
The funniest part thus far was him saying, "I know you don't like to talk about yourself. Come on." All right, everybody, I regret to inform you that things are about to get a whole lot worse as the Republican Party continues to drag us down to new depths. Donald Trump just made the announcement as to who is going to replace former Senator Lindsey Graham, and it seems to be Lindsey Graham's younger sister that he adopted after their parents passed away at a very young age. On top of that, Donald Trump and the Republican Party are now trying to use this as a cynical, opportunistic moment to push through legislation, based off of Lindsey Graham's death, that Lindsey Graham himself didn't even agree to. They are trying to shove through this legislation, and on top of all of that, the war in Iran is currently escalating to such a degree that the Strait of Hormuz is completely closed. Donald Trump is pissed. Gas prices and oil prices are spiking once again, and the region's war is escalating an insane amount. I mean, Iran had to strike Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, and Jordan, all of our allies in the region, after we struck Iran, after we struck inside Tehran. I mean, the war is back to square one, escalating to the highest degree, and I struggle to think of a better way to honor the former Senator Lindsey Graham than to dig into the current Iran war that is happening. Only on the Adam Mockler feed, we are going to be ruthlessly blunt about how much of a failure this war is. I am done mincing words after 130, 140 days of this war that was only supposed to last 4 to 6 weeks. Even if you push the timeline aside, yes, they lied about the timeline, we are stuck in this war, but what have we actually gotten from this war? Nothing. We have gotten negative from this war. Zero concessions. U.S. soldiers have died, gas prices are higher, and the Strait of Hormuz is now further entrenched in Iran's control. So we're going to break all of this down throughout the video, starting with the replacement process for Lindsey Graham and how they're planning on putting his sister in the Senate seat temporarily. I will be on CNN Newsnight with Abby Phillip tonight at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, talking about these issues, so make sure you catch me there. And it would mean the world if you drop a like on this video below, because it genuinely helps us break through this algorithm that is constantly boosting right-wing MAGA BS. We want the truth to be out there, and that is what we focus on. So Donald Trump posted an hour ago, "I recommended to Governor Henry McMaster Lindsey Graham's wonderful sister, Darlene, to serve as interim senator from the great state of South Carolina. This would be a fabulous tribute to Lindsey, who loved her dearly. Lindsey Graham adopted his younger sister, Darlene, after their parents passed away at a young age." Senator Tim Scott says, "Lindsey Graham's sister, Darlene Graham Nordone, would be a fantastic pick to serve out the remainder of the Senate term. After speaking with Darlene, there is no one better who understands Lindsey's love for family, our state, and our country." It's funny because when Donald Trump went on Fox News this morning to try to honor Lindsey Graham, he didn't honor him in a very loving way. He actually kind of tore down his golf game. But before I even play for you this clip, I want to talk about this Lindsey Graham replacement, because if we're just going to have more neocons that continue to further Lindsey Graham's neocon agenda, then that pulls our country farther and farther away from an America that is loved and respected on the global stage. America has turned into a pariah on the global stage, not only because of the way that Trump acts, not only because of the way that Trump treats our allies and Trump treats Russia and Trump treats all of these countries, but we have fundamentally screwed up the balance of the order in the Middle East by starting this war with Iran, not being able to find an off-ramp, and shaking things up so much that Iran now has more control of the Strait of Hormuz. These same neocons that have been ruining our country for decades and decades and decades and pulling us into more wars want to entrench their power as much as possible, and it's sickening. I mean, look at Donald Trump's crazy reaction to Lindsey Graham's death just a bit ago. He says, in honor of Senator Lindsey Graham, a big supporter, the U.S. Senate should pass the Clarity Act. China and many other countries would like to take complete and total control of this major financial happening, as well as AI. So they're talking about cryptocurrency here. So some journalists dug up what Lindsey Graham actually said about the Clarity Act, and they said this: I don't recall Lindsey Graham ever talking about the crypto or the Clarity Act in years. He voted pro-industry recently, but Graham co-sponsored a bill the industry hated in 2023 with Elizabeth Warren. He even says here, quote, all too often crypto is used to move illicit funds for drug cartels, criminal gangs, etc. He said terrorist groups, kidnappers. I mean, Senator Lindsey Graham was against this type of regulation. Now they are trying to use his name to push this Clarity Act. Incredibly cynical, incredibly opportunistic, and that brings me to how Donald Trump was talking about Lindsey Graham on Fox News this morning. Take a listen.
And he was a nice man. He was a great guy. He loved playing golf, loved being outside. He'd play golf with people, and you just liked him. It wasn't that he was a great striker of the ball. He wasn't exactly a perfect... He wasn't Jack Nicklaus. He was not Tiger, but he loved it, and he had fun. You know, he was a man who had a lot of fun. He had fun with politics, but he was really good at it. And then,
I mean, imagine selling your soul to Donald Trump. Imagine bending over backwards to make sure Donald Trump is happy, and then when you suddenly pass away, he goes on Fox and says, "Well, you know, he was no Tiger Woods." He was okay at golf. He wasn't that great, but he was just fun to be around. What a weird way to honor Lindsey Graham. We also have this reporting of Lindsey's final conversation. I find this stuff, even though I disagree with Lindsey, I oftentimes find this stuff kind of horrifying. I mean, just the fragility of life and the way that death can come at you so fast. It's very morbid, but listen to this. A person who spoke with Graham shortly afterwards said the senator complained he was feeling unwell. When the person urged him to seek medical attention immediately, Graham said he would do so on Sunday morning after a scheduled appearance on Meet the Press. Graham then joked, "I can't die now. I still need to do the Russia sanctions, get Iran sorted out, and do Israeli-Saudi normalization." He passed away several hours later. And Donald Trump is then on Fox News, like 36 hours after, saying, well, he wasn't a great golfer, but he was our guy. This is Donald Trump years ago on the 2015 campaign trail when he doxed Lindsey Graham's personal phone number. Donald Trump holds up a piece of paper and just reads Lindsey Graham's phone number out loud. This is kind of foreshadowing for about a decade later when Donald Trump posted the address of Obama, and then one of Trump's supporters got found outside of that address trying to assassinate Obama. This actually happened. It is a real story. Trump posted the address of the former president, and his supporter showed up there and was arrested there. So this type of politics needs to stop. It is despicable. And the fact that Lindsey Graham still came back after this, oh.
Number, and I found the card. I wrote the number down. I don't know if it's the right number. Let's try it. 202. So, I don't know. Give it a shot. Your local politician, you know? He won't fix anything.
Lindsey Graham then famously responded by posting a video of himself destroying his phones. I mean, the beef goes way back between those two, and Trump isn't quite honoring him in a respectful manner. Trump has been trying to push through bills that would benefit himself. Trump went onto a morning news circuit yesterday on CNN and on Meet the Press and was basically just talking about himself, basically talking about the SAVE Act and trying to use Lindsey Graham's death as an opportunity to push that forward. And on top of all of this, Lindsey Graham's main life goal of starting a war with Iran is now turning into an absolute catastrophe. Here is a clip of Donald Trump maybe almost calling Obama a slur. I can't even tell what Trump is trying to do in this clip, but he says, quote, "Obama was the worst of all because Obama actually went to the other side because, you know, he's a, well, I'm not going to say it. Let's leave that for another time." What was he going to call Obama? Let me listen to this.
For years, they've been tapping people along presidents. Every president got tapped along, didn't do anything, and they became more and more powerful. This should have been done 47 years ago. Shouldn't have been allowed to start. But Clinton let him go, and Bush let him go. Everybody let him go, and Obama was the worst of all because Obama actually went to their side. Obama, because, you know, he's a, well, let's leave that for another time. He was terrible. And he allowed Iran to, but he gave them $1.7 billion in cash, in green cash, put in satchels in an airplane and brought to Iran. $1.7 billion. Do you know what that is? Did you ever see $1 million in cash? This is $1.7 billion. It took up an entire Boeing 757. And they.
Okay, a few things. First of all, what was he going to say about Obama? If I had to guess, he was likely going to call Obama a traitor and then spread birther conspiracy theories. It sounded like he maybe wanted to say some sort of slur. He just wanted to personally attack and undermine Obama as a human to try to undermine the JCPOA, which was a deal that was 1,000 times better than whatever is being floated right now with Trump. I mean, the ceasefire that we had with them is over. It was never really a ceasefire. Both sides are striking each other. The Strait of Hormuz is closed, and we were looking to give $300 billion in restitution to Iran, and then also another $24 billion to rebuild, and then also they have control over the Strait of Hormuz that they are currently tolling and using to their advantage. Trump keeps trying to tear down Obama's deal while simultaneously making desperate posts like this one. Trump just said, "The Hormuz Strait is open and will remain open with or without Iran. We are reinstating the Iranian blockade, so named because it only stops Iran ships or customers entering or leaving. All other countries will have fair and open use of the strait. The USA will be, from this point forward, known as the guardian of the Hormuz Strait, but as such, and as a matter of fairness, will be reimbursed at the rate of 20% on all cargo shipping for any and all costs necessary to do the job." Just think about the effects of this. Iran is fighting to control the strait, and they have control. So now the United States is obliging them and saying, okay, but we're going to take double control. Trump is also trying to institute a toll himself that is higher than the toll Iran wants to pass. So my foreign policy advisor says this: Trump's claims about the U.S. instituting a toll are quite moronic. Iran wanted a 1-2% toll on the Strait of Hormuz, which is not good. We don't want them to have that. So the U.S. is now talking about a 20% surcharge, which is higher than what the Iranians want and would be a huge burden on the global economy. It would also make all of our allies in the Gulf states our enemies entirely. And remember, a lot of these allies in the Gulf states already hate the United States because of the way that we have been treating them. So Trump is sitting there trying to shit on Obama's deal when he can't get a better deal, and when all of the neocons that have led us into this endless war are now silent, literally. I mean, even putting Lindsey Graham aside, I'm not going to kick a man after he just died, but the people like Mitch McConnell, the people like Donald Trump, the people like Scott Jennings, these right-wingers who go on TV and defend these wars are now zip silent. They have nothing to say other than lie about the state of the war. Here's Trump talking about the Strait of Hormuz, and this clip is going rather viral.
Last night, every time they send a drone, we hit them very hard. But we had a deal. What nobody knows, we had a deal. It was a done deal. And then they broke it. They always break it. We've had 10 deals with these people, and so we're just going to hit them very hard. And we're gonna keep the strait, and we'll probably run it. We'll become the guardian of the strait. Maybe we'll call it the guardian angel of the strait. And we should be reimbursed for that. When we do that, we're going to be reimbursed because the other nations are very wealthy. They're on our side. And we can't be expected to do that for nothing, unlike we had for many years. You know, we guarded the strait for 50 years more. And we never got paid for it.
My friend put this in a very, very articulate manner. He said, Trump realized the carrot doesn't work. So then he tried the stick and he realized that doesn't work. So he went back to the carrot and that doesn't work, meaning that the negotiations aren't leading anywhere. The strikes that we're carrying out also are not leading anywhere. We are stuck in a weird treadmill where Iran is constantly yanking concessions out of us, and our president can't do shit about it because he is too dumb, he is too weak. Here's a really odd moment where Donald Trump gets asked about the assassination attempt in Butler, and he begins to talk about the hosts in a personal manner, going, Ainsley, that's the blonde woman in the middle. I've known you through a very handsome man named Sean Hannity. I don't know why you're attracted to Sean Hannity. It's just a really awkward moment.
And they understand who's winning this war. Real quickly, Mr. President.
I actually think it's treasonous, Lawrence. Yeah. By the way, How good is Lawrence doing? Okay, is he doing a good
great.
Job?
I appreciate
okay.
it, Mr. President. We want to talk about something.
I had my doubts at the beginning. Ainsley, I had my doubts. I wasn't sure. But
he's
I'm telling
great.
You, and Griff, you have a very good team. Very
Thank you, Mr.
Team.
President.
Thank you.
We want to ask you about something that we know you don't like talking about because you don't want to talk about yourself, but today marks 2 years since they tried to assassinate you in Butler, Pennsylvania. How do you feel about this on this day? Iran is still trying to take you out. The threat level is high, but you continue to serve our country.
The funniest part thus far was him saying, I know you don't like to talk about yourself. Come on.
Well, let's put it this way. So I've known Ainsley longer than the two of you. I've known her through a great gentleman, a very handsome man named Sean Hannity. She seemed to be attracted to him for whatever the hell reason, right? So I've known her for a long time. And I once told her a long time ago, I said, this is a very dangerous, being president is a very dangerous profession. I said, why didn't you tell me that, Ainsley? I wouldn't have run. But and now, by the way, the press will take that and they'll say, he wished he didn't run, you know, because they're sick. Because
no, the press does not have to take anything you say and misconstrue it, because what you say in and of itself is incredibly dumb. I'm not going to randomly say Trump wishes he didn't run. What I am going to say is that after Trump ran for office, he has ruined the United States through his awful policy. And this clip right here, in my opinion, sounds like early onset dementia. This guy is like, he always sounds like his nose is stuffed, his tongue is swollen, he can barely speak, his throat is clenched up. And when he is speaking, he's not making any sense whatsoever. Listen, throughout my entire life, and throughout the entire life of many of the people watching, we have been told over and over and over that more wars in the Middle East will help us out. And we have seen over and over and over that that is not true. Whether it's Iraq, whether it's Afghanistan, these wars do not benefit us personally and do not keep the world safer. Donald Trump is now trying to pull the exact same trick by making us blinding ourselves. That's what he wants us to do. And then trying to act like this war is justified. We are not going to let them increase the debt by trillions of dollars for this war. We are not going to let them continue to send young men and women my age out to fight this war. We are going to continue to push back against this administration, and that's where you all come in. You can subscribe below. You can drop a like. Also, set your calendars. Tonight at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, I will be on CNN Newsnight debating some Trump supporters and making sure we bring the facts. I love you all. I'll see you all in the next video. And peace out.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.